Yeah, Joan, this is now a nationwide manhunt that is focusing on two areas of the country. London, of course, where that chemical attack happened, in Clapham in southwest London, and here in Newcastle in the northeast, which, of course, is where Abdul Azzedi has been living. This is also where new CCTV footage was recorded of him the day before the attack. But in the last few minutes, we've had more details from the Met Police as to their investigation, and they have confirmed that one man has now been arrested on suspicion of assisting an offender. He was arrested this morning in the early hours and taken to a custody suite in South London and interviewed, and was released this afternoon on bail. And I think as these days go by, more and more resources are being ploughed into this investigation. It is being compared by the police as to along the lines of a murder or a counter-terrorism investigation. That is the energy and effort that is going into finding this suspect. And as I say, it's concentrating here in the northeast and also in London. One arrest so far. We also had an update from them about the victims of that chemical attack in Clapham. The mother of the children, who was the most seriously injured, she is still sedated. She's critical but stable and has significant facial injuries. We also know that the police have now recovered the suspect's vehicle from the crime scene and are also looking through a phone that they believe belonged to the suspect to try and establish the communications between him and also the people who were attacked, and also anyone else in the moments and days before the attack, and crucially, this period of 5 days after the attack where this man is still on the run.